just want to speak to you all today as I've been on a little journey chasing my council about not paying rates. So I'm just curious, just quickly, first of all, can you put your hands up if you stop paying rates?
Can you put your hands up if you actually have to pay rates? Landowners.
Okay. All right. So in February of this year, I decided, being brave, that I would send an email to my council, which is in Mount Gambier, asking them why they had an ABN on their rates notice, if in case anybody else has noticed. And I thought, well, that doesn't sit right with me. If you've got an ABN, then obviously you're a business or a corporation. So one of the things I thought to myself is I'll throw in a few other questions just to get them to think. So it was to do with how they actually come to the costing of your rates. So the thing that I was really concerned about is I've been living out at Warralong, which is about 8 km out of Mount Gambier, for nearly 20 years. And each time I get my rate notice, I notice there's an increase in value in my property. And I'm just a pretty easygoing person, lives on my own, and I've got a few animals. And I haven't spent a lot of money on my property. I'm actually happy with the way it is. It's probably got a little bit sad, but it's not like I can't live in it. It's actually a really nice place. So I've got 5 acres, and each time I've received my rate notice, I thought to myself, what the hell's going on? You know, I haven't actually had anybody arrive on my property and say, we're going to do a reassessment of your property to see what it's worth. So I listed quite a few questions I thought were quite relevant, and I emailed it to the CEO of the District Council of Grant, which is basically outside of Mount Gambier. So in the first instance, I thought they'll probably throw the email away. They won't even look at it. And within about 3 weeks, I received a response. And it sort of took me back for a minute because I wasn't actually even expecting to answer, because I just sent it to a general email address and I thought they won't even look at it. So it was addressed to the person who was the rate notice holder, which was me, and it was from a gentleman who was a finance manager in the District Council Grant, and his name is Gary Button. And in the first instance, I knew as soon as I started reading it, he was angry, really angry. And at this stage, I was paying my rates. I actually wasn't going to think about not paying my rates until I read the rates, the response to my initial email. So what actually happened was I'm reading it, and I'm thinking to myself, this just doesn't sit right with me. I'm feeling a bit sort of like I'm being had. And at the very end, it was the last part of the actual email, they basically accused me of accusing them of extortion. Huh? Right? Now, that's really funny because when I wrote my email, I actually didn't say that. I asked specifically for them to address the reasons why they had an ABN on their rates notice, why they were making alterations to my rate notice, saying my property had suddenly risen up $150,000 in 9 months. And the last question was, where's my wet ink signature? And of course, obviously, that was just a red rag. So I thought to myself, that's it, I'm not paying my rates. So I didn't do anything. So I received a rate notice, and then suddenly I got a letter. And it was a nice letter saying, Leonie, oh, look, you've got an issue. We're concerned that you haven't been able to pay your rates. Please come in and have a discussion or contact us by phone or whatever. And I thought, no, stuff you, I'm not doing anything. So then it got to about July, the middle of July, and I received a letter from a company called ARMA, which is A-R-M-A. And they're a debt collector for councils and banking. And they sent me this very nasty letter, and it said, look, you obviously are aware that we have been given your money to collect from you outstanding with District Council Grant, and we want to know, are you going to pay it? So me just went, okay, whatever, and I just sat it on the table. And then I started doing some research. And thankfully, because of Tim and other people that I've looked at through Telegram and stuff like that, especially live in private, and I was thinking of becoming a member of the Royal Registry, and I thought to myself, no, I'll see how far I can go with this. So I just kept doing more and more research. So I started writing letters. I thought, I'm going to write letters to the council and see how they respond. So at this stage, I was sort of thinking, I don't know where this is going. And then I thought, no, Leonie, put your big girl panties on. You can do this. It's not that scary. So I wrote my first letter, which was actually given by a friend that I know from Narrow Court, Jeff down here, which was the 2-page letter from the Freedom Fighters, which was done with John Wilson. And it actually is a very condensed version of the 8-page letter that I was just talking to Tim about, which is his work, and it's absolutely amazing. So I sent that letter, and I was feeling really brave then. So I got on to Live in Private, and I found a quick page one. I thought, right, so I'll send that one on the Monday. I'll see how they respond to that. And I thought, no, stuff it. I'll send them another one on Wednesday, and then I'll send them a big 8-page one on Friday. And, of course, there was dead silence. And suddenly I received a express envelope in my Royal mailbox at the post office saying that I actually had been registered to go to a magistrate's court for a civil hearing for outstanding monies that I received on the 30th of August that was registered on the 19th. And I went, oh, this is interesting. I wonder what they're doing. So I didn't do anything about it. I actually rang a number to find out what the court thing was, and the girl said to me, oh, you have to get online, do all the stuff. I thought, I'm not doing that. I just wanted to see if it actually was a registered number. So I thought, I'm not doing that, so I just put it aside. And then I got a letter from the council. And it basically said, you haven't registered your dogs. And I've got 2 St. Bernards. And I thought, well, I'm not going to pay my bloody rates. I'm not registering my dogs. So they rang me up and they said to me, are you registering Humphrey and Willow? And I said, what are you doing? And they said, well, I was actually driving at work. And they said, oh, well, have you got your credit card handy? We'll take your credit card details over the phone. I said, who the hell do you think you are? You don't ring someone up at work and start demanding credit card details. I said, how do I know you're not bogus? You could be trying to scam me. So I hung up. So they sent me another reminder notice to say that I still had this money outstanding. And I was like, this is bullshit. 3 days later, they rang me again. I'm driving in my little van up in Narra Court, and next thing I'm on the phone to the council, and she's going, oh, hi, Leonie, it's such and such. You still haven't registered Willow and Humphrey. Are you going to register them? I said, who the fuck do you think you are? I just lost my shit. And I said, there's no way in hell I'm giving you my credit card details. I own canines, not dogs. Would you just leave me alone? Right, so at that stage, I was getting pretty pissed with them. So then I got a letter from the District Council Grant, and I'd actually sent an 8-page letter, which was compliments of Tim, to ask them for onus of proof, which is a very detailed letter, and this is what I want to talk to you about today. Okay, so you really need to read this letter, and this is Tim. He's just amazing. I am so inspired by him. It's an incredible read, and I actually typed this whole letter out off my phone because someone sent it to me, and I don't have internet service. So I spent 4 nights on my computer doing this letter. And it was the most inspirational thing I've ever done in my life. It actually really woke me up to what the reality of what they're doing to us. But the point I wanted to make is, if you're not paying your rates, that's okay. That's your choice, right? I've got my big girl panties on. I'm really proud of that. You know, I'm 65. I'm on my own and I have to survive. So I'm past the shit with the council and all that sort of stuff. I'm very awake. So I actually would love everyone to have a look at this letter that Tim has done and just send it for accountability, because that's what I think you need to do. Whether you choose to not pay your rates is your choice, but this letter makes your council realise you know what is going on and what they're actually doing to us. So my beautiful friend Jenny actually set up a whole page on an email address, and what we did was we made blanks of the letter. And if you want to send it, all you've got to do is fill in your details where the blanks are. Okay, so use it as accountability. It's absolutely extraordinary, and it's a great read. You will be so inspired by it. That man is a genius. Go.
So what happens
Sorry?
What happens with you now? What's it like?
Well, this is the interesting part, right? So this has been going on since February, and obviously the council have been getting pretty jacked with me because I've been keep sending correspondence. So they sent me a letter and said to me, we've looked at all your correspondence. So this is over 3 months, and we think we're being very fair and reasonable. So now we've handed you all to the debt collector. And I'm really happy about that because the debt collector will never get me. But my point is, right, nothing for 3 months. Nothing. No rates notices, nothing. I'm not saying it's gone away. I think they don't like me. And I like the fact that they don't like me because I've got so much power from that. It's actually extraordinary to think that as a person on your own who's older and feels maybe vulnerable, that you can have that power because someone gives you the right to do that. And don't feel bluffed. They are big at bluffing. And Tim can explain it better than me, but his information that's in this letter is absolutely inspiring, and you will really, you'll get a lot out of it. And that's what really set me on my path. It just made me more determined that I will see the end of them. So in the last part of this, which I actually discussed with Tim yesterday, because I wasn't here yesterday, I was driving around my little van sweating it out. I'm actually creating a lien. Now, you probably don't know what a lien is. A lien is a very serious document, and I started typing it out, and it's to stop my council from doing their shit. And it might just be about me, but I actually want them to be very accountable to what I'm about to do. And I've actually drawn the document up, but I want Tim to look at it. And he's put a few ideas to me which are absolutely mind-boggling, but I'm going to stand on my truth and I'm going to do it. So in the next couple of weeks, when Tim's done his little bit for me, I'm going to hand it to them or send it to them or send it in register mail, but I'm going to make sure they get it. So you'll all want to see Watch This Space, because if you get on the email address, you'll find out what happens.
Did you just ignore the court date?
Well, that's the strange part. See, they had me lined up to go to court, right, and they actually had the date booked. So I rang the magistrate's court in Adelaide, and I said to her, what's going on, what's this mean? And she goes, oh, that number has meant you'll be recorded to go to court. And I received the notice on the 30th of August, and it was for the 19th of August, so... They didn't even send it to me in registered mail. The only registered mail I got was a infringement notice saying I didn't register my dogs. My canines.
What do you have to go to court for?
Well, that's a good question. See, the whole thing is that this is about bluffing people. Right? So that this whole scenario to me is bluffing. If you feel fearful by the fact that they're going to do all this to you, they'll just keep coming at you. But I've just gone, right, you're going to get more correspondence from me. Whether you like it or not, I'm just going to keep writing to you because you're really pissing me off. So I've just wrote letters that I know that shows I have power and I have knowledge, and they tend to sort of get confused because they don't know how to address it. And I did see on Live in Private someone did the same as me, and somewhere along the line this information came to the person, and they got a letter from the council, and it actually tried to address the 10 questions in Tim's letter. Is it 10? 10 questions. And each of them was just fluff, if you want to describe it like that. And I had a laugh because I looked and I thought, that's just bullshit. You're lying. You're all lying. How?
There was 5 properties that got sold by council in the Mid-Murray Council.
The whole thing is you have to do the process, right? Yeah. If you don't do the process, they do what they like. You're giving them permission to do what they like, right? Your power is in standing up to them and saying, I'm not putting up with that shit, but you've got to do the correspondence and you've got to be consistent, because what they do is they'll just keep scaring you. So just to add some flavour to all of this about my 2 St. Bernards, this is really funny. So they sent me this notice, that infringement notice, and the District Council of Grants community ranger came to my property, and I live out of town, facing the pines, and my next door neighbour is the biggest sticky nose on the planet. And I'm at work driving around my little van, and I get home, and he goes, oh, he rings me up, and he goes, oh, Leonie, what have you been up to? I said, why? And he goes, oh, the community ranger's been sitting opposite your property from 12:30 to 2:30 watching your house with binoculars. And I said, you are joking, aren't you? And he said, no. He said, I know the guy. And I said, did you go and say something to him? He said, no. And then last week, or the week before, he rings me up again and he goes, you're really not in the good books, are you? And I said, why? And he said, the community ranger's been back again. And he said, I actually got home from work, because he drives a van, and he said, I got out of the van, and I thought, I'm going to go over and ask him what he's doing. And as soon as he got out of the van and started walking towards him, the ranger took off. No, he's trying to see where my dogs are. They live inside. If he's trying to spot my dogs, then he can justify to himself that he's fined me, but in actual fact, he can't see them. They're living inside my house. So he can't come down my driveway because I've 5 acres and I shut my gate. He has to have my authority. Now, isn't it strange that he can't ring me to ask permission to come and see me about the dogs, but they can ring me to ask for my credit card? Do you see what I mean? It's just bluff.
If the dogs aren't registered, they can't take them.
Well, but the whole thing is it's all about bluffing. You've got to look at it like this. Just remember, they are a corporation and they'll do whatever they can to take your power away from you. So how far do you want to let them go? You know, I just feel that everyone has to stop and say, do you realise if every person here, if you all own a property and you refuse to pay your rates, do you think the council's going to take all of us to court?
No.
Well, come on.
No.
What are you waiting for? So use the letter. All right, now Jenny's going to just explain what she's done for me. Right, so we've done this little flyer.
So this is a flyer, and I'll hand it out to you because it's got the email address on it. So the questions were, and you can show this to you.
Got plenty of them. Do you feel that you give and contribute more to the council than they give or supply to us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you had a council rate rise due to property values going up in the last few years? And did you give permission to the council valuer general to inspect your property to assess that rise?
No.
Have you ever looked at the council rates notice and wondered why they have an ABN? Having an ABN indicates the council is operating as a business or corporate identity. Have you signed with Inc. in a contract with this business? Now that means, have you actually signed with your name, right? If not, their business with you is invalid. Whether you got a property or not, if you haven't signed it, it's actually invalid. Did you know that local government is not lawful because it's not mentioned in the Commonwealth Constitution? A referendum was held in 1988 to recognise local government in the Constitution, but it failed. Now there is a Supreme Court document on the back of this pamphlet that says at the very bottom, as Scott highlighted, rates and charges by local government councils are unconstitutional and fraudulent. That is the Supreme Court. Okay, so that's actually a document, Supreme Court, with the stamp on the bottom from before Chief Justice on the 25th day of September 2001.
Oh, wow.
So they've actually said the Supreme Court has said that local government councils are unconstitutional and fraudulent.
Yep.
So we've got this 8-page letter, right? Now you're welcome to have a look at it. I've got two copies here, one there and one
That's
here.
That's the letter you gave me, isn't it?
So this here I've got written up, because I'm her admin person, okay? So in here we've got all the yellow bit is blank. So if you are not with Mount Gambier Council, you're not with
you can actually fill it in for Narracourt, whatever you are.
So fill in your name. They've also got an ABN number, so you've got to find that on your website of the council. And then what we're wanting to do is how are you concerned about how council may react if you decide not to pay your council rates? Now, Leone's done that, and you have to be aware that if 100 people all say, we're not going to pay our council rates. So you get 100 people from Mount Gambier, you get 100 people from Narracourt, you get 100 people from Millicent, wherever, we're not paying the council rates. They have not got the resources to go and take you all to court and do all that stuff. And they're going to crumble. And it's one way of people standing in their power to make the council, the illegitimate, unlawful council,
accountability,
crumble. Yeah. So we've got an email address, the email address is actually called stoptherot.24@hotmail.com. I thought it was quite appropriate. Yeah. I invented
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.